Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Monday, 24 February, 2025. Sun in Aquarius, ruled by Uranus. Planets are asking, point being, what? They are assorted lunars, and a proposed alternative might necessitate a chunky structural reconfiguration. Relocation, reallocation of shares, revision of personnel needs, refinancing. However, once you realize the freedom provided by the proposed alternative is totally worth the price of admission, it's only a hop, skip, and a jump to rolling up your sleeves and putting a call into the movers, the fancy accountant, HR, your personal banker. Also, as a general policy, do your very best to let the myriad and in many instances unfeasible requests of others roll off your back without feeling compelled to respond and attempt to make life easier for these askers. This should leave more time for the management of your own affairs, plus keep you away from try-as-you-might impossible to please accommodate or satisfy everyone mode. And last but so not least, should the situation warrant, and you will know because of the relentless sleeve-tugging, consider making minor adjustments to the official game plan, schedule, agenda, or timetable. This isn't a concession, but rather an acknowledgement of certain practicalities that have recently emerged and apparently have no plan of relinquishing their status as factors in the future of the project or enterprise. Chiefly affected, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Gemini, Cancer, Capricorn. And if you were born on this day, listen to your inner voice concerning that which would be just the ticket or too good to be true. Then rather than using your fine mind to drown out the info with reasoned, logical, compelling arguments about why it couldn't possibly work or be made to happen now, although maybe in 5, perhaps 20 years, turn that very same fine mind to the possibility of accelerating your timetable.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman, produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.